The gasps that ring out around the table give me a small feeling of accomplishment, like I just won the Nobel Peace Prize, because I've managed to shock my family. With so many of us, it's nearly impossible to keep anything a secret. Emmett's triumphant smirk and his sweet wife Briar's empathetic expression tell me that both of them already knew. How, though, is beyond me.
You were in the closet,
Bennett accuses, his jaw slack. I don't even want to think about the heartache I heard in my brother's voice while I hid in the closet in Brooks's room. Wait, what are we missing? Sadie asks. Disappointment fills her voice that I didn't tell her, my best friend, about drunk marrying the sheriff in Vegas. Heat floods my face as I look at Emmett, my younger cousin, silently blaming him for my late-night poor life choices. Him, of all people, getting married and finding love. It made that small seed of doubt inside me bloom into something reckless last night. That fear that I might never find someone, or worse, that I'll never be able to trust someone again. And somehow, the only thing I remember from early in the night is the simple way Brooks looked at me and made me believe, for a stupid second, that maybe I could. I can't believe I put myself in this position. I feel like a complete idiot. Why don't you answer? I mutter to Emmett, since he seems to know everything and I'm desperate to deflect. Briar groans and glances at her new husband. Emmett's about to answer, but Briar puts her hand on his to stop him and straightens in her chair. We went to pick up our pictures. Did you all see that screen with the newly married couples on the wall? Briar doesn't wait for anyone to answer before she continues. We saw you and Brooks walking out of the chapel, married, late last night. Her forehead crinkles and her lips press down. Sympathy. The one emotion I loathe more than pity when it's aimed directly at me.
What are the chances?
Brooks mumbles.
Pretty high, since you went to the same chapel as us.
Emmett's eyebrows lift. He's not wrong, but choosing the same chapel wasn't even close to the dumbest thing we did last night. There you have it. I clap my hands together. Now, I need to ask you all not to tell all our parents because Brooks and I would like to keep this between us until we can get it annulled. Silence descends across the room, which is how I know I'm truly screwed.
By the time we reach the escalator, there's an odd feeling in my chest that my small talk with her on the plane was able to make her feel as though we're in this together, a team. Then she stops at the end of the escalator, hands fisted at her sides.
Mom.
The rest of her family laughs and hugs Darla and Brad. I read their sign and managed to hold back the smirk that wants to make an appearance. After everyone has gone to grab their luggage, Darla approaches me, bypassing her daughter's open arms.
I've always wanted a son. Welcome to the family, Brooks.
Mom, you have Bennett.
Darla squeezes me tightly, laughing in my ear.
Bennett's not a sheriff.
She pulls back, but holds my upper arms, winking at me.
Where are my get-out-of-jail-free cards?
I always figured my feelings for her daughter were transparent. I tried for a long time never to let anyone know, but over the years, I've had a hard time keeping them hidden, causing minor slips here or there. Like taking a softball to the groin, because I was too busy ogling her ass to notice the ball flying at me. Bennett comes over with his suitcase.
Gee, thanks, Mom.
She pats his cheek.
You gave me Ren, so you'll always have top billing.
Brad eyes his daughter, then sticks his hand in front of me.
Brooks Owens has a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Is it too late to ask for her hand? Brad squeezes my hand a little harder than usual.
Next time, just shoot me a drunk text.
Darla and Brad crack up. He pats me on the back, then goes over to his daughter, opening his arms for her to step into.
Oh, come on, lighten up. You could have married worse.
He wraps his arms around Lottie, swaying them back and forth, but she never wraps her arms around her dad. I don't say anything since I know Brad is joking. At least I hope he's joking.